News of the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson. Count 'em, 30 days left in the state legislative session. In an unusual move, Governor Stitt inviting the Senate Pro Tem and House Speaker to his office on Monday for a budget summit. Pro Tem Greg Treat says he wants the conversation to be transparent.
2 p.m. Monday, the governor's extended the offer and I've accepted. We will have a very thorough and open conversation about the budget.
Lawmakers need to come up with a plan on spending $13 billion for state government. The bill seemed like a good idea, but it ran into ideology of government overreach. The governor vetoes a bill for the first time would have required meters on some mostly agricultural users who draw water from aquifers. Even 90-year-olds have had to show their ID in Oklahoma to buy alcohol. That's coming to an end. The governor signed into law a bill leaving it up to the business to decide when to check an ID. The new law goes into effect November 1st. News anytime at RadioOklahomaNews.com. Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ken Johnson.
Legislators at the Oklahoma State Capitol pass laws that impact your life daily. The Radio Oklahoma News Network realizes this, and that's why we have a full-time Capitol correspondent walking those halls daily. Bills that impact what is taught in the classroom, changes in the Open Meetings Act, changes in the process of selecting Supreme Court justices, and even immigration are discussed. It's news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on one of our great Radio Oklahoma news affiliates.
Attention royalty owners, it's time for the 2024 NARO Oklahoma State Convention. Join us May 22nd through the 24th at the historic Skirvin Hilton in Oklahoma City as we celebrate the resilience of Oklahoma's rich oil and gas history. Learn about a host of educational topics designed specifically for Oklahoma mineral and royalty owners. For more information or to register, go to www.naro-us.org or call 1-800-558-0557.